gotten on here forever.
Yeah, no, I think they're very good.
Wakefield's very good. They've been around forever.
Yeah, I have, you know, great experiences with them, so.
Me too.
So what prompted the new map? Was that questions from the bidders?
What's that?
That's a revised paving plan, right?
Yeah,
you,
no.
You sent that, right?
Yeah, I sent that, yeah. No, it was, you know, it was...
Recording in progress.
There's two maps. So this was, in the bid, I gave them the existing conditions, exactly what's there, that's what all these spot all... Oh, so when it first got uploaded, there was an error in the file.
Okay.
Because when we created the PDF, like these little numbers all around, that's what we call spot elevations, and they were coming up as rectangles. And it was there was an error in the PDF.
Because the text box.
The text box, like, was screwed up.
Amazing. It's amazing, the little formatting pain in the butt items,
like,
right?
It's weird because on the screen in the CAD file, it was perfectly fine. But when the PDF got created to send out, it was little rectangles, which means the numbers disappeared. So that was the purpose for the updated map. Because I didn't realize it when we uploaded it. And then I realized it after the fact. And so that's why it's the same map, we just had to convert everything so that it printed properly. That's what happened there.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. It was just a formatting issue in the CAD file.
I've seen that. I was looking at a map this morning, and it was supposed to have a highlighted utility line. And after about 3 minutes, then the utility line populated.
It's kind of weird. I mean, PDFs are great, but when you sometimes print from the CAD file, basically you can either convert or you can do a print to create the PDF. And sometimes what happens is
I don't think we need it.
Like line types in the file get corrupted. I don't know why. And so we have to go in and reformat them so that they print the way they should.
What a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it's just kind of strange. So that's what happened there. We had the first version just had all those numbers were like rectangles because the conversion was
off. The text box was coming up.
Yeah. So that's basically what it was. But I was happy that we got 5 bids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they certainly are quite the range.
Yeah.
Which kind of surprised me a little bit, but...
I'll just make sure I get that Waco back so I can sign up.
Well, we're going to make them subject to Tony's review, right?
I'd rather just have it with him so we can get that awarded.
Yeah.
Because we're on a short lease to get it done.
I mean, can you make a motion to... You know, upon my review,
and just make sure it's circuit signed.
Yeah, I thought that's what we were doing with both yours and Tony's.
Yeah. The salt.
Do we have to start the project right away then if we award it today within certain days?
Well,
The next step is you go to contract, right? Did they give you a contract? They didn't give you a contract there, right?
Yeah,
they gave
you just the bid proposal. We had a contract in the bid package, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I believe Tony reviewed it.
And it has the harassment clause, and it has the... Okay.
And it's got everything in it.
All right. So once you sign the contract, is there then a notice to proceed that also has to be filed? Or is that part of what's in the package?
Yeah, I mean, we could do a notice of award, which basically tells them to hold the position, and we execute contracts with a notice to proceed. Yeah. Okay. But we could, you know, upon my review, grant the notice of award, which will then just allow them to hold it.
It makes them know that they should put this in their queue.
We're in the queue, yeah.
Yeah.
So they can get to us.
We have to work on acquiring those approved grants, right?
No, they're reimbursements, so until there's an invoice, there's nothing to submit. But what we should work on is getting the analyst all of the material that they need so that when you send an invoice, they're already ready to send it for payment quickly. So they'll want the bid tabulations, they'll want the contract, the executed contract, They'll want the certificate of liability that should be attached to the contract from the contractor, you know, and all those, the performance and payment bond that should be attached to the bid package. They'll want all those things to be sent over. And then the analyst, those are the things that take a little longer for them to look through. That once they're done looking through all that stuff, by the time we've got an invoice to send them, they'll be ready to send the invoice for payment.
Yeah, we won't get an invoice from Winko until it's done.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I can't imagine it takes a whole heck of a long time to pave a parking lot.
They'll pave that in 2 days.
Yeah, so,
Three days at the most.
As long as they understand...
As long as they got good weather.
As long as they understand that, you know, either we have to have the conversation that either they're waiting for us to get the grant money or we're drawing down on other money and waiting to get the grant money. But it can take 6 weeks because this is the first time around. But it will make it a little faster if we're giving them the contract, the bid tabs, the insurance, the PMP bond now.
Yeah.
So then they can spend this next month before the work even gets done going through all that paperwork and making sure that they, you know, don't have any issues with any of the paperwork.
Yeah. Well, I can work with Shauna to make sure she's got all that to send to them. Or we'll communicate. I mean, I've never contacted directly to the...
To DCED. DCED assigns an analyst to your project.
Yeah.
And that is the person that you communicate with. We have three analysts for three grants.
Yeah.
They try to sometimes give you the same analyst if you have multiple projects, but we don't, you know, multiple awards, but we don't have. In my recollection is we have three different ones.
Well, this is the other project.
I mean, yeah.
I only wrote down two of the three. This most recent one is Seth Gladfelter. And the other one, it might be two. It might be that Liz Henry has the first two because they're both paving-oriented. So I have the grant numbers, and I can go back and look up. But you can just email all the documents to them. That's all you do with the documents. They have a form. That when Shauna goes to file the payment request, you have to fill out the form, you have to put in the categories, the vendors you're looking for payment from, and you have to attach that. It has to be signed by two people at the grantee agency, and you have to send that with the invoice and all the backup. You don't have to send proof of payment if you've only incurred the cost but not paid it yet. You mark that it's incurred on that cover sheet, not paid, and then they don't expect to see the proof of payment right now. What they do is after, to close out the grant for their, like, their audit, they will require a copy of our canceled check to the vendor front and back.
Got it. All right.
But they're usually, you know, they're pretty spot on most of the time with processing them. But it does speed it up if you get them all the paperwork early. Then they know when the bill comes in, they just have to review that, you know.
Yep.
But Treasury is fighting with the administration. So Treasury by law has 30 days to pay anything. And they're generally taking
30
all 30 days.
That's the way it goes, you know.
Yeah, I can't imagine how many payments they're processing, and it's appropriate that they review everything, you know. But.
So, Gary, I had forwarded, you know, they had sent the bulletin that Morton Salt was... You know, all their salt complies, you know, so you can avoid that.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
In case we got to use any state money to pay for it.
It will be over budget, so that might be a thing.
They won't pay for treated salt, but they pay for regular salt.
Right. That was one of the benefits of splitting it and doing both.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I did it.
It was a smart thing to do.
But that treated salt really works. I will say that much.
Yeah.
How do you use the salt during the winter, the two types of salt?
When it's super cold, I use the treated salt. We've been using treated salt for probably 10 years. That's all we've been using. And use less of it. Because it works better.
Does it?
It creates a film. Which helps. We get it down usually. As soon as the snow starts, we try to get a layer down. And 99% of the time when the snowstorm's over with, our roads are bare.
Pretty quick usually, yeah. Who did that nice wooden placard out in the hall, out in the foyer?
It was a gift from the county.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the county.
Yeah, Harvey attended the road task force meeting and it was handed to him.
Cool. It's nice.
Hey, Kev.
How are you?
Hey, everybody. How is everybody?
Okay.
Not too bad.
They found Vito yesterday.
Did they? Good.
Yes.
Yeah, I went up there and there wasn't anybody around, so I figured it was a good ending, because you never hear when it's a good ending.
No.
You only hear when it's bad. So.
He's a character.
Yeah, well, that's why. You know,
I remember him coming to the meetings all the time. Remember that, Kev?
Yeah. But somebody needs
that's
help.
For your time.
You got to forget that stuff.
No. He was here when we did the water protection ordinance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, he wasn't very kind to me, but that doesn't matter.
He wasn't kind to anybody.
That's not that.
He's a character.
He was looking out for what he thought was best for the environment.
Yep.
So the fraud training. Did you take a look at the little video? Little video clip? So PSATS told me at the conference that they have on-demand training on their website. The office couldn't find it. I looked for it. I couldn't find it. I messaged Scott Coburn and asked him. I said, hey, you told me this was there, you know, and he said when they transitioned the website, he thinks that it timed out because it was too old. So he said they were going to look for it to see if they could get it restored. Lord knows when they're going to do that. It's been already, I think, more 10 days at least since I got that email back.
Well, this is mandatory we take?
It's part of the policy that we adopted that said that we'll do annual anti-fraud training with our employees. So this one is something that Massachusetts Inspector General put out, but it's very generic until it finishes. And right when it finishes, it tells you, you know, you can contact the Inspector General's office in Massachusetts, blah, blah, blah. So that's the only part that would be not applicable. The whole rest of it is like giving examples of fraud and how fraud works in various different scenarios. This video moves really quickly. It's 16 minutes long.
Is that all?
That's all. So we're not talking about making people sit here all morning. It's 16 minutes.
We can do that. Harvey's going to do it.
Yep. Everybody should be doing it according to our policy.
Right.
And it talks about all the different kinds of fraud and different things that still constitute fraud.
Even the supervisors?
Yeah, I did it. I watched the whole thing before I sent it over because I wanted to know what it was. And I had watched four or five other ones that were not what we were looking for. They were training for fraud auditors, not for municipal employees. This one is very generic and geared toward municipal governments. It's succinct and it's simple and it moves along and it's easy to understand. It's not talking in auditor terminology or, you know, it's not training for people who do audits for a living.
So why don't you try and get everybody together here on a Thursday morning or something?
Okay, like William Johnson is an employee. And then
does Billy only work in the summer now, or
basically
in the winter,
only
I mean?
Yeah.
I mean...
He just plows snow.
You could wait with him and do it when, you know, when it's closer to plow season if you want, but...
I'll see if he's available.
Okay.
And I can forward that to John Fangos, the new sewage enforcement officer.
Well, I should try to set up a class in here on Thursday, and I'm off on Thursday. So.
See if we can get everybody at the same time, the
same
place.
Shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Contact all the employees and see if we can do it for that. One shot, done.
It might be that you're the only one that can't do, because most of the officers are in on Monday,
as
opposed to Thursday, right? But if we got to do more than one, as long as everyone signs that they participated, you know, if you have to run it a second time, run it a second time, but you should be able to run it here as a group thing off of your computer.
Well, find out what's the best for them, and if it's one of my work days, I'll try to do it in between deliveries.
There you go.
It only takes 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You said this Thursday, right?
Huh?
This Thursday or next Thursday?
Oh, don't make it too quick. You have time to think about it.
Right.
Maybe next. To put it on their schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do it this Thursday or next Thursday. Give them a month.
Okay.
You know, I think maybe a bit middle of September or so.
Well, you know, the other thing is...
Because a lot of people are going to be on vacation this month, too. It's the last bit of school.
Yeah. The other thing you can do, I mean, to me, it doesn't matter if everybody's in the room at the same time. If there's a rainy day that results in Harvey and Logan having less to do and being here, that might be, you know, the optimal moment. But it's only 16 minutes, so it's not going to crash anybody's work day.
Right.
I'm just glad that I found something applicable, because the more of these things I was watching, and they look by the titles like they're going to be applicable, and you get 10 minutes in and it's like, no, this is for auditors.
It's like about 2 weeks ago, NAPA decides we have to take a driver safety course. 9 videos that we have to watch and answer 10 questions after each one of them.
I have 24 hours of life insurance and health insurance continuing education to do. It's like, scratch your eyes out, boring, read for hours upon hours, and you read for an hour, and then you answer 5 questions on a quiz, and then go on to the next one, and it's not fun.
I'm sure more insurance upon me.
Boring, boring.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
How are you? That's for the application, and we'll have to go into the analyst that gets assigned to the multimodal when it gets assigned.
Gary, do you want this back, or can I take this with me, or?
Well, I'll have to sign it, right?
I don't know if you need to sign it tonight.
No, you can go over it. And
yeah, I'll go over it. I mean, it looks pretty complete.
Yeah, Waco's good.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, they're very good, actually.
They do good work, too. Put a lot of pavement down the township over the years.
I think they're going to do the good chunk of the Connell Pack paving too. Certainly the PennDOT entrances. I think they're going to do a good part of the front paving areas.
I think they're the most reasonable around. And Gary's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
His dad was a great guy too. Did you know his dad?
I didn't know his dad. No.
Yeah, he was a great guy, too.
No, I mean, all my experiences have been very positive, and everyone speaks well, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, see, they got a bunch of their own trucks now, too, where they never used to have any trucks. They just leased trucks.
Yeah.
Their own trucks now.
They got quite an equipment list here. And it's pretty standard to provide that stuff now.
Yeah.
And their list of experience is pretty long too.
Yeah. They've been around. Their plant's up on 590 by Ollie. That's where their plant is.
Is that where it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look like Gary signed it.
Gary signed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the president now. I'm surprised Leeward didn't bid on until I met with him the other day.
Maybe we should put the air back down a little bit.
Yeah, maybe better. Better turn that air back on.
No, don't be sorry. I want you to be comfortable.
Eric Mums.
I think 74 should be good, right? 74? Unfortunately, you were right. I have 657.
Thank you. Call a meeting of the Milford Township Supervisors to order, pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of meeting minutes from July 20th.
So moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Treasurer's report.
Sure, thank you. Since the last meeting, I received $588.36 from code inspections. As of today, there is, in the Wayne Bank, there is $7,614.44 in the payroll account, $9,965.67 in the investment account, and $18,271.47 in the ambulance account. In the NBT Bank, there is $26,218.64 in the checking account and $16,591.78 in the money market account. And in the Pliget Bank, there is $367,208.33. And in the Liquid Fuels account, there is $74,301.37. And that's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Roadmaster's report. We've been doing some paving and stuff. Not paving, but patching roads and stuff with some coal patch and working on some head walls, trying to keep the trees cleaned up. Just, I don't know, I've never seen trees fall down like they have this year, but seems at least one a week, two a week. Fortunately, we've been lucky. Except on the old back road when it took the poles out a couple weeks ago, but I haven't had really a lot of damage on them, so we have been lucky that way. We have three things tonight. We have our bid award for our winter salt. At this time, I'd like to make a motion. We accept Morton Salt bid for our treated bulk rock salt and our bulk ice control material, the two different salts, at $50,669.50.
So moved.
Yeah.
Gary, how does that compare to by the ton to other to last year?
Roughly about the same.
There may be a lot more with the trucking.
Not much. I think we were right around 40,000 last year for 400 ton. This is for 450 ton. So, sure. I was a little worried about the trucking too. So,
all we are too.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So fast.
I have a question for you on that though.
Yes.
How many local people did that?
We only got two bids on it.
Do we ever have a local person?
No, we never had a local bid. On salt?
No.
Never.
Normally, any of the companies that we deal with bid it or not?
No. Nope.
Well, the one who we bid normally ran out of salt, right?
Well, Cargill, we've bought.